You may be seated. Brothers and sisters, grace to you and peace from God, who is our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ, our Messiah. Amen. We're on a mission from God. We're on a mission from God. Now, some of you may recognize this quote. It is from a 1980s movie called The Blues Brothers. Now, this movie, The Blues Brothers, is a tale of redemption. It is about Joliet Jake Blues, played by John Belushi, who is a recently paroled convict. And along with his brother Elwood Blues, played by Dan Aykroyd, they undertake a quest to get their blues band back together. Why? Well, this is what makes it so intriguing. They do so that they can raise funds so that they can save the Catholic orphanage where they grew up. Now, throughout the movie, as they recruit former bandmates and amidst hilarious run-ins with the Illinois State Police, with a country band called the Good Old Boys, with some neo-Nazis, and a crazy mysterious woman who's out to get them, who is played by Princess Leia, actually. They repeatedly share this mantra. We're on a mission from God. And they do so to inspire others to join them and to offer hope and strength to themselves in their quest. Now, I actually believe that this movie, this mantra, has something rather significant to say to us today about how we live and how we serve and how we grow in our lives. You see, from the moment that water is poured over your head and the words, "I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit," are said over your head at baptism, you are given a promise of God's unwavering and awesome love, and you are also then given a mission. A mission, if you will, from God. Now, the reality of our baptismal mission and the Don Quixote-esque quest of Jake and Elwood Blues are actually quite similar. Because you see, at baptism, the Holy Spirit endows you, each and every one of you, with gifts, with talents that God chooses to use to bring blessing to those who are in need in this world and to build up God's kingdom. For Jake and Elwood, it is their ability to play blues music that leads them to get the band back together so they can raise money and save an orphanage. And you know, it's not the worst representation of the baptismal life that I've ever seen in the movies, to be sure. The baptismal life, the missional life that God calls you to will lead you on a journey of discovery that will be filled with struggles and barriers, not unlike Jake and Elwood's journey. And if we take Jesus seriously, model our lives after His, friends, we will see that it was right after Jesus' own baptism and His time in the wilderness that He began His baptismal mission from God in earnest. And the same call is true for you. Today, We find Jesus in the midst of his baptismal mission. We find him at the beginning in Galilee. And Pharisees come to Jesus and tell him that King Herod, who is the Jewish leader in Galilee, a leader, not coincidentally, who was put in power by Caesar Augustus, that this King Herod wants to kill Jesus. Now, Jesus responds as one who is singularly focused on his baptismal mission. He, in effect, he insults Herod. He calls him a fox, but it's not to be understood, you know, as in the sly as a fox way. No, it is actually a thinly veiled insult, one that certainly everyone who heard it would have understood. How interesting that this lesson today shows a story of Jesus talking trash. Because according to the holiness codes of the time, a fox was an unclean animal, and Herod was fantastically unclean. He had forsaken piety and religious life for power. He had had the annoying John the Baptist killed on a whim and his head brought to his court. He had married his brother's ex-wife, who also happened to be his niece. Interestingly, neither one of these things were necessarily off limits, but they were, would you not say, a bit sketchy. And Herod had built a new capital city, Tiberias, on an old Jewish cemetery, another major religious faux pas. Jesus' insult, however, is merely a further example that Jesus will not let the fear of power or the power of fear dissuade him from his mission. And what is Jesus' mission? What does Jesus say himself about his baptismal mission? Well, we hear it today. Listen closely to Jesus' words. He says, "I am casting out demons and performing cures today and tomorrow, and on the third day, I finish my work. Yet today, tomorrow, and the next day, I must be on my way, because it is impossible for a prophet to be killed away from Jerusalem." Did you hear it? Did you hear in these words Jesus speak, foreshadow, if you will, his death and his resurrection? He foreshadows his death when he says, "It is impossible for a prophet to be killed away from Jerusalem." And he foreshadows his resurrection when he says, "And on the third day I finish my work." Jesus says that he will heal and cast out demons, yes. And for so many, it is these miraculous acts that define their understanding of who Jesus is for them and their life. It is about the miracle. It is about the glory. It is about the power. But see, for Jesus, it does not define who he understands himself and his mission to be. No, primarily, Jesus understands his baptismal mission as defined by what happens to him in Jerusalem, by the cross and the empty tomb. So the question for us as we seek to follow Jesus, to model our lives after him, is this: what is your Jerusalem? Where is your baptismal mission leading you? It could be a place, or a person, or a relationship, or a new profession. The reality is, like Jesus, your Jerusalem will have pain and suffering. And your Jerusalem will bring you new life. Like Jesus, you will have to face the fear of power and the power of fear in making your journey. And like Jesus, you will be given strength and comfort to do so. You know, one of the iconic scenes of the Blues Brother movies takes place near the end. Jake and Elwood are sitting in a stolen cop car. And Elwood, Dan Aykroyd, says this. It's 106 miles to Chicago. We have a tank full of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. And Jake says, hit it. Well, as you are sitting here now in this sanctuary, and as you consider where your Jerusalem may be at this time in your life, like Jake and Elwood, you probably know where you are full. And you probably know where you are almost empty. You know where darkness has crept into your life, and you also know those unique traits that make you you. But know this as well. You are free despite your sputtering faith, yet sustained by amazing grace. You are free, brothers and sisters, to hit the gas and begin your journey toward your own Jerusalem. For here is the magnificent, beautiful truth. Jesus is already there. No fear of power and no power of fear could keep Jesus from his Jerusalem. And brothers and sisters, no fear of power and no power of fear will ever keep him from yours either. Because in reality, in the end, you are not really on a mission from God. You are on a mission with God. In Jesus' name, amen.